the mix. And we're going to introduce you to Sarah Baring this morning. She works in downtown Belleville. She's a part of the Welcoming Streets program here in the city of Belleville. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sean.
And thank you for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
I had the pleasure of bumping into Sarah when I was meeting with Larissa Sorrentino, the executive director of the BDIA, and I saw this lovely, smiling, friendly woman in a bright, bright yellow-colored jacket. And, yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering, what's this lady downtown with the bright yellow jacket doing?
Well, this is an initiative with the Belleville Downtown Business Improvement Area, and it's called Welcoming Streets. It's got its start in Guelph, and it's here in Belleville. How's it been going for the first month?
It's been going very, very well. So it's quite busy. We're taking the first month and a bit. We've been establishing relationships with our vulnerable population downtown, but as well with our social service agencies in the area. And part of this role, we're connecting with businesses downtown as well. So we're working with them simultaneously to support the vulnerable population and support any concerns that they might have, provide education and resources to businesses. So there's definitely been a lot of check-ins, a lot of networking. So it's been going very well, though.
And I know this is a wonderful partnership with the downtown and Hastings County and the city of Belleville. Just seeing your familiar face, Sarah, that's part of the role with Welcoming Streets, that someone's there for them.
For sure. And part of that is my bright yellow jacket. I also have a bright orange shirt. So depending on, you know, the mood for the day, you'll see me either wearing one of those, and that's so I can stand out, and business owners and our vulnerable population can find me down the street. And you'll generally see me every day, Monday to Friday, walking up and down, connecting with people, and referring them to services in the area.
Not to get silly, but do you keep track of your steps every day? You must hit your 10,000 steps easily.
I do about 10 and a half to 11 kilometers a day.
Wow, good for you.
So definitely getting those steps in for sure.
Good. Now, let's introduce you to Mix Nation as well. You're a graduate of the University of Victoria West. You're from the Niagara area. Your husband, Mike, works at CFB Trenton, and you have a little six-year-old named Anna.
Actually, she's 2 and a half.
Oh, 2 and a half.
Just a little one.
Wow. Well, welcome to Belleville. How are you enjoying the Quinney area?
We love it. So we've actually been here for 8 years now, which is definitely longer than anticipated with a spouse in the military. But we definitely love it, and our daughter loves it here. So, yeah, we're enjoying it and just soaking up this time that we have.
Well, welcome to Mix Nation. Nice. I know you've been here for a while, but now you have a new role downtown. And thank you for being a guest. Sarah Baring, anything else you want to get in this morning?
No, I'm good. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. We're very optimistic that this program is going to be extended. So, I mean, as you know, it's a pilot program right now. So we're taking the next few months to really collect some data and just show that this program is needed for the downtown core, but as a community as a whole. So we're optimistic that we'll see this extend past March 2022. So,
program is called Welcoming Streets. Sarah Baring is behind it all. You'll see her in her bright orange or yellow shirt. What are you wearing today?
I'm going to have a bright yellow jacket today.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Sarah, and I'm glad you could be on our show.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
This portion of Quinty's Best Variety.